And we are back, and in studio, we're talking motion pictures with, you guys refer to each other as producers, directors, or entrepreneurs, or what else? This, of course, is Sharon Butterfly Ray and Oscar Ray, and they have been in business for 5 years here. I did not realize that.
We are movie auteurs. We do it all.
Okay. That's a good point. I mean, I want to get these titles right, especially since you cast me in the picture. I get to the VA. I can't wait for that. I just can't wait for that. That's a pretty interesting script that you're doing right now, in that it has all of the elements, I think, to be a good picture.
I think so. And the one neat thing about being from Oklahoma, I was born here, raised here, is quite often when you're watching a motion picture and they're casting, you know, folks from Oklahoma in something, it doesn't always really represent us, so we're trying to write stories that are intrinsic to this
area. In other words, you're trying to get away from the stereotype and tell
right.
it really is.
Right. Tell it the way we see it here in Oklahoma, and I think if we can do that, it's going to have some success because it'll be appealing. You know? And what's really amazing is if you take a trip to California, you're going to meet so many people that are from Oklahoma, and so Oklahoma's produced so many incredible performers on every level, from country music to pop music to jazz to the artists, directors, writers, producers. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to figure that out the other day. Is it the water or what? There seems to be a lot of creative people from Oklahoma.
You know what? It's two things. One of the things when we started to come, I found was very interesting, is that Oklahoma ranks number four, I think, in the people that are in the movies that are currently working today, as far as the per capita number.
Wow.
And I think that's behind, California, New York, Texas, and then Oklahoma, as far as, you know, well-known stars and like that. I think as the industry diverses from California, those numbers may change a bit, but I think Oklahoma's produced some incredibly creative people, and the industry itself has a lot of its roots in Oklahoma, from films that were made back at the 101 Ranch and like that years ago before it migrated out during the Dust Bowl to California. A ton of movies were made here in Oklahoma, and they have Our Favorite Son be the highest paid performer in the history of the industry. Even by today's standards, dollar for dollar, Will Rogers was the highest paid performer ever. So I think there's a lot that we have there to look forward to and look up to.
Yeah, Will Rogers had quite a run there, really. A lot of people don't realize
absolutely
successful he was. Okay, now, so you've got this picture going. You're in pre-production. You expect to get it started by the end of July, probably 45 days of filming, and probably sometime in September, early October.
Right.
In the winter, the bears hibernate, and you guys go into post-production, huh?
We'll be getting ready for the Bare Bones Film Festival. We'll also be in post-production on this picture. We'll be in pre-production on our next two films. We plan on shooting one called Shadows. That'll be shot in June of next year. Well, again, with another 45-day schedule.
Is this another one of the sci-fi horror?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's for the college
crowd.
Well,
you guys may actually make a name for yourself in this field.
Well, we've got several dramatic things. The biggest thing in doing sci-fi is you want to do it where it looks, you can get away with spending a small amount of money, but make it look incredibly expensive, kind of like what they did with the first Star Wars. We've got some dramatic stuff where it's very actor-driven. We're hoping by the time we move to the really dramatic stuff, we'll have actors that can handle the intense dramatic stuff that we have planned right now. And hopefully that's what will happen, is that we'll have some people that can really carry the boat on those types of movies.
Well, I've enjoyed talking to both of you. Basically, the other email that we got earlier was you answered it, and that was, is there any hope for local talent?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I think that anyone out there that's interested should find a way to volunteer for the Bare Bones Film Festival. We audition people for stage screenplay readings. We'll be doing more of that this coming year in hopes with the Little Theater, Muskogee Little Theater, mm-hmm. and some of the local college drama department. So there's lots of things for people to do. Sometimes people say, well, what can I do? I don't want to be an actress. I don't want to be an actor. I don't want to be in front of the camera. I don't know what to do behind. Just if you can sew, if you can cook, you come see me. Just call me up. Or call Jerry.
Okay,
don't call me directly.
Now you guys are going to be
back here, I'm sure we're going to talk after I get to do my part.
Okay, that's fine.
So we'll have you back on here pretty soon. I enjoyed it. And if you want to find out more about this, go to our website, jerrypippin.com. We are linked to them, and they got all kinds of information over there.
Jerry, thanks for inviting us. Appreciate it.
Okay, enjoyed it. Thanks, Oscar. Thanks, Sharon.